91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Take a look. Yes, Eric Clapton from the new release, Planes, Trains, and Eric. That's Before You Accuse Me, recorded in the Middle East or the Far East, one of those, probably the Far East. And that's my phone going off. And so we are listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. This is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College. And what else can I tell you? That's about it. But we have a question of the week that we want to tell you. It has to do with someone named, hold on a second, I forgot his name. This is how much this means to me. Edward Walter Fryer. Who was Edward Walter Fryer to Eric Clapton? He actually wrote a song kind of for him, about him or whatever. So who was Edward Walter Fryer? So if you know the answer, call 908-852-4545 and you can win a gift certificate to Piggy's Deli in Hackettstown, 908-852-4545. And now it's time for our Judy moment. And this is, Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You are made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
she went away. Darling, let me got to stay. She's gone, and I don't worry.
Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, yeah. Hey, that was Cream, obviously, from Goodbye. That was the live version of Sitting on Top of the World. And we started that off with Hey Jude, goes out to Judy. That was Paul McCartney, of course, singing his own song. But that was from the album Music for Montserrat. And that featured, the whole house band. Pretty much everybody at the show came out on stage at that point. But specifically Eric Clapton, Elton John, who sang a little bit, and Sting, who took a verse, I think, and, everybody else. So this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. We're going to take a short break now, and we're going to play a song that we played last week, but a different version.
Hi, this is Helen Forrester. Be sure and tune in to E-Town this week. We've got the funkadelic sound of the Austin-based band Greyhounds for you, plus poet and musician Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth fame, and a killer award story about a young woman who's feeding the hungry in a very unique way. All this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Villa Milagro Vineyards, located in historic Finesville, New Jersey. Owners Steve and Audrey Gambino use a combination of organic and sustainable farming practices for their European-inspired wines. Open for tastings and private gatherings, Saturday and Sunday from 11 through 5. Villa Milagro also hosts bi-weekly concerts in their intimate tasting room. November 22nd, Nancy Coletti in concert. 908-995-2072 or on the web, njfinewines.com.
Would you like to accelerate your career with a bachelor's degree or MBA so that you can get promoted, earn a higher salary, and take on more interesting work? Centenary College offers flexible degree programs that are specifically designed to meet the busy schedules of working adults. Convenient one night per week and online classes let you earn your degree in about 2 years. Discover the Centenary College School of Professional Studies at centenarycollege.edu/adult to learn how your dream career can be just a degree away.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Something I can use, and I feel it running through me, and I give it my heart and soul. I trust the song I'm singing, let the feeling take control. I'm just trying to tell the truth every time I sing the blues. I might think about a woman and how she done me wrong. I might think about some hard times when I was barely hanging on. I might think about a brother who still can't make ends meet, or some fallen sister selling it on the streets. I'm just trying to tell the truth every time I sing the blues.
That was Buddy Guy from his album Every Time I Sing the Blues. Oh, sorry, Skin Deep is the name of the album. The song was Every Time I Sing the Blues, and that featured obviously Buddy Guy on vocals and guitar, but also his friend Eric Clapton playing with him and singing with him. And we started this set off with Hello Old Friend from Eric Clapton's album Slow Hand, but that's the 35th anniversary deluxe version. There's an original version, there's a deluxe version with two albums, and then there's a super deluxe version. They really milk it. So that's from the super deluxe version. A live version of Hello Old Friend. We had played that last week, and I think it was Kim made a real nice comment about it, so I thought maybe I'll throw that in again. And then we played another version of Can't Find My Way Home, an electric mix, recorded, of course, around the time of the Blind Faith album, but the acoustic version is the one that was released. So that was Blind Faith with Can't Find My Way Home. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. This is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with the Eric influence.
Hey, baby, little Steven here. Join us this week in the Underground Garage for our third annual celebration of Lillehammer, the first or second greatest show on television, depending on if you're Norwegian or not. We will be playing all the songs we used. If you can't make it to the Flamingo Club, you're always welcome in the Underground Garage.
Saturday night at 7 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org. Green Brothers Specialty Coffee Roasters, with locations in Hackettstown and Sparta, offering a variety of roasted coffees and leaf teas. Green Brothers locations also offer brewed coffees, desserts, gifts, and more. More information on Green Brothers and location hours available online at greensbeans.com.
So, you've been listening to WNTI, and all of a sudden, something new comes along. Who was that, you ask? With the WNTI Music Shop, now you can find all of the answers. Just go to WNTI.org and click on the WNTI Music Shop link on the homepage. Here you will find a listing of all the current new music. Visit WNTI Music Shop at WNTI.org today.
All right, so it's time for the Eric Influence. And this week we're going to do Mick Taylor. Now, we probably know Mick Taylor as the guitarist for the Rolling Stones from, you know, after Brian Jones left the group, and up till about 73 or so is when he quit. It was kind of a long time quitting, but Mick Taylor was the guy that replaced Peter Green, and Peter Green was the guy that replaced Eric Clapton in the Blues Breakers. So Eric Clapton was pretty much the one that defined that British blues sound at that point. So in an interview in Guitar World, the interviewer said, Eric Clapton, his Les Paul, and his Marshall amp pretty much defined the sound of British blues, and he definitely defined the sound of the Blues Breakers. Then came Peter Green with a similar Les Paul sound, but his own style. Were you influenced by those guys, and was it difficult to step into their shoes when you joined the Blues Breakers? So then he basically said that, yeah, he talked about how Eric didn't show up one night, and he was asked to play, but then Peter Green was actually the replacement for Eric after that gig. But anyway, he said it was quite a nerve-wracking experience to follow in the steps of Peter Green and Eric Clapton, but after about 6 months, I felt confident, and I developed my own sound. Then he was asked, was it difficult for you to be compared to Clapton and Green by friends? And he said, certainly was, and so on and so forth. Just want to give you a couple more snippets here. In another interview, I was talking about African influences and things like that. He says there were quite a few guys in England in the 60s that really seemed to have an extraordinary sympathy and empathy with that kind of music. Eric Clapton is one. Peter Green is another. And then finally, I don't know where this quote is from, but Mick Taylor said, I was very influenced by Eric Clapton and Jimi Hendrix, both of whom I had the pleasure of playing with and becoming friends with. So we're going to play some. There's a lot of stuff we could play by Mick Taylor. I mean, all the Rolling Stones stuff, obviously. But we're going to play something from the first Blues Breakers that he did with John Mayall. He did several, I think at least three. But the first one was called Crusade, and we're going to hear Tears in My Eyes and see if you can hear a little bit of a Clapton influence.
Thank you. just can't stop crying till I see you. If you saw my heart, you'd be seeing how I feel. If you saw my heart, you'd be seeing how I feel. I just can't believe silence.
And that was Eric Clapton and Friends from the album The Breeze, a tribute to J.J. Cale. And that was Cajun Moon. Actually, the name of the album is, I can't read it. It's called The Breeze, yeah. And that was, yeah, Cajun Moon, J.J. Cale song. Sorry about that. So before that, let's see, where do we start? We started off with Tears in My Eyes from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers from the album Crusade, and that was Mick Taylor. 17-year-old kid. Well, he might have been 18 or 19 by the time he recorded that, because it was about a year that Peter Green had taken over after Eric Clapton, and then good old Mick Taylor stepped in. So, hey, we have an answer to the trivia question. And, by the way, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we also stream on the web at WNTI.org. And the question was, who was Edward Walter Fryer and to Eric Clapton? And that was his father. He didn't know who he was until much later in life. Never actually met him. But he finally wrote a song called My Father's Eyes, and it was originally on the Pilgrim album. And we're going to play it now from One More Car, One More Rider. My Father's Eyes, Eric Clapton. Thank you. That was Eric Clapton, none other than Eric Clapton, from the album One More Car, One More Rider. We heard the live version of My Father's Eyes, and we're going to play some Cream in the background. So this has been an hour of Eric Clapton, Crossroads. Being glad to be with you. I'm Gary Ault, as you know, and I'll be with you tomorrow from 3 to 7, actually, subbing for Spider Glenn. So I'm looking forward to that. But right after this, you can look forward to E-Town, with guests Greyhounds and Thurston Moore, and the Achievement Award, Allie Dunford. You've got to hear what she's done. It's a really cool thing. After that, Mike the Hippie takes over for 2 hours with the Midweek Jam, and then Keller Seller with Keller Williams will take you into the wee hours of the morning. So until next week, we'll see you on the radio.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.